Hello everyone, here is the 5th episode of the baby elephant. Solomon's job was to catch wild animals and sell them to the zoo or circus. His business was thriving. Once he went into the forest to get some elephants, he and his workers dug a deep pit and put bamboo sticks on its mouth. They spread leaves on the sticks to hide the pit. This was the trap for the elephants. Evening, when they returned to see the trap, the scene was heartrending. A baby elephant had fallen into the trap. Her head of elephants were near the trap, trumpeting. Solomon's team fired shots in the air to scare the pachyderms away. All but one went into the forest. One stood further away watching the baby. The workers loaded the baby in a truck and took him away. Even as the mother elephant gave chase, crying with tears flowing from her eyes. Finally, she gave up and returned to the forest. Solomon could not sleep that night after seeing the tears in the mother's eyes. The baby elephant kept calling to its mother. Solomon named the baby as Rick and brought him up tenderly. Rick grew up but never forgot his mother. Now and then he would call out Ma with tears in his eyes. Solomon continued his animal trade. All the while he was feeling bad about his trade and one day decided to stop it. Whenever he saw Rick cry, he felt a deep sorrow in his heart. He hoped to take him back to his mother, but how to locate his mother? One day, Solomon was having his bath when he heard Rick cry, "Ma, ma, ma." When Solomon came out, he saw Rick cursing the TV and crying. A circus program was going on. It became clear to Solomon that Rick's mother was among the circus elephants. He called the TV station and got the circus name. It was in Delhi. It was a hard decision, but Solomon decided to go ahead. He called the manager of the circus and informed him that he was coming with a baby elephant. He hired a truck and took Rick to Delhi. They arrived at the circus grounds by mid-afternoon. Rick was let loose. Rick ran to his mother. Both mother and baby cried and cursed each other. Solomon cried too, and the circus manager joined the trio in crying. Solomon paid a huge sum to buy the mother elephant and brought her back by truck. He drove them both to the forest and let them free. Both the elephants saluted Solomon in the circus fashion and walked trunk in trunk into the forest. Be kind to animals, birds and fish. They are God's creations.